The stars are out, and the moon shines bright.
It's another night for us dreamers.
Let's share the cool evening breeze and the night sky. Hey everyone! Welcome to the Hopecast, Stories Under the Stars, brought to you by the Hope Project UP Manila.
We are camping buddies, Rina, the seeker,
Juja, the teller,
and Ali, the follower.
And just like any camping trip, we need a place to settle in and set our tents.
Okay, hello camping buddies. It's time to gather around the campfire once again as we've got another campfire story just for you. Last week, we met up with Kurt from Kite. Kite is an Ateneo org, a student org that's very similar to ours and very close to our hearts as THPs. And with that, it's really great to know that there are a lot of people, especially college students, that are interested in helping kids and sharing the same sentiments with us. So you might think na there's just a few select college students who are volunteering, but it's actually a lot. And it's like faith in humanity restored, diba? So anyway, speaking of a whole lot of college students, this year we had around 100 new recruits for the Hope Project. And it's like a new personal best for THP if you were here for the past few years now. So yeah, I'm just super proud of our THPs and their hard work. And so what makes our episode very special today is that we've invited two of our new THPs in this episode. Yay! Hi guys! So yeah, introduce yourselves to your new fans and go ahead.
Whoa, fans. So, hello, I'm Angelica Rodolfo, but some people call me Angel. I am a first-year speech pathology student, and my THP department is the formations department.
Hey guys, I'm Zam Grail Ilagan. You can call me Zam. I'm a first-year taking up BS nursing, and I'm a part of the finance department.
Okay, nice. I was hoping one of you would be part of the hospital's department. But anyway.
I was hoping to, don't worry.
Ay, wa ba?
Yeah.
Really? That was your first choice ba?
Yes. Oh. Talaga.
Oh. Okay. I'll ask you about that later. Huh? But first of all, how are you guys? Like we just always start our episodes with asking how our guests are. So, how are you?
Ngayon po, actually, siguro kung kahapon ako tinanong, sasabihin ko pagod. Pero ngayon, pagod, pero masaya kasi kakatapos lang namin gawin yung isa naming class project, which is a webinar about speech pathology. So medyo meron pa akong energy from that.
Yes, time. Just in time for our podcast. So yung your webinar, is that like normal talaga for speech pathologists na nagko-conduct kayo ng webinar?
For the course, hindi seminar siya, pero dahil nga sa situation natin ngayon. So, naging webinar na lang siya. Mm-hmm. So, yung goal lang talaga nun ay to spread awareness about our course, which is speech pathology.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Go speech path. Okay, so, Zam, ikaw, what's up?
I think I'm okay, but not great, to be honest. I mean, there are a lot of changes na nangyari, especially now na new normal. Like, things get too restricted, especially na I love going out and I hang out with my friends. Mm-hmm. Plus, our family can go out on a trip that we usually do annually. So, talagang nakakapanibago. And about naman sa pag-aaral, ayun, parang ang nangyari is it doubles the pressure, kaya talagang super hirap.
Right. Same sentiments naman. So, ayun nga, I was gonna ask about your Hell Week. And, well, I think right now, well, for me at least, like, we're in the midst of Hell Week. Hindi pa tapos, diba? So, did any of your profs extend yung mga deadlines niyo?
Yes. Especially sa bio, kasi So bio talaga kami talaga yung klase namin. Parang meron kaming ano, love-hate relationship sa bio. Pero minus the love. So, okay. Iniisip ba talaga ang
ano yun? Well, ano yung prof niya?
Si Ma'am De Vera, tapos si Ma'am Agapito, and...
Oh, tatlo!
Oo, kasi dalawang lab, tapos isang lit. Hala, nalimutan ko yung isa. Ma'am, kung sino ka man. Pili ko naman hindi ka nakikinig dito, so hindi ka maano.
Uy, maalim mo, this is open to the public, so... But anyway, yeah, go lang. Go ahead.
So, ayun, nag-extend naman yung iba. Yung minor subjects, nag-extend sila. Pati yung ibang major kasi, parang sa dulo na din talaga yung ano nila, deadlines nila. Except dun sa isa kasi mga parang masyado kong maaga. Tapos lagi silang talagang willing lang din mag-adjust. Like kung ano yung sakto para sa student at para sa teacher din sa pag-degrade.
That's nice to hear. Kami kasi, I mean, I'm sure at least or all of the courses, they've asked their profs to extend. But like kami parang, I mean, nag-extend naman sila, pero parang better pa eh. Parang hindi sila willing. But, okay, anyway. Enough of that. Yeah, go. Go lang, Zam.
So, yun. Sa amin din, may mga prof kami na mabait. Lalo yung galing sa DPSM. Si Doc O. Yeah, Doc O. Sa chem namin siya. So, ayun. Marami siyang, inalis niya yung finals namin. Tapos, naging free talaga yung lahat ng activities namin. Pero yung mga nursing, yung mga fundamentals sa nursing, yun, meron kaming prof na masama yung ugali. Joke lang. Hindi naman masama yung ugali, pero galit siya kapag parang ina-extend or if nag-worry kami about the requirements namin na kung kailan ipapasa, ganun. But napakiusapan naman namin sa konting pangungulat pa sa kanya. Pero ayun, maayos naman yung relationship namin sa mga profs namin.
Okay, so shout out to our profs. Na all of our props na lang. Love you guys. Okay, so ayun, ito yung question I feel like a lot of you get as freshies. How was your first sem? I mean, what are your thoughts for sem na online?
Medyo nakakapanghinayang siya kasi pag fresh, di ba, feeling ko laging may event, laging may ginagawang ganun.
Yeah.
Tapos, yung nag-ano din talaga sa akin to, ano, pursue speech pathology in UPM, ay yung mga kwento ng upperclassmen about sa mga parties, ganyan, sabi nila.
Yeah.
Buwan-buwan may party, tapos nung yung parang lagi nila talagang pinapakita yung mga pictures ng parties.
Right, yeah. That's what a lot of people say din. Nakakamiss talaga. Ayun, so...
Parang ano, medyo nanghihinayang ako kasi like Zam, ako din yung parang mahilig lumabas talaga. So, wala akong way para makipag-interact, especially dun sa mga blockmates ko. Which I think is important kasi pare-parehas kayo ng pagdadaanan. So, maganda yung magkakasama kayong nagdudusa physically. Mahirap kapag nagdudusa lang online kasi mamaya offline sila hindi mo. Pero pag physically, parang sama, nakikita mo talaga. Tapos yung energy, yung physical presence nila, parang it's comforting. Ah, oh, same. Pagod ka na. Same.
But you know, just so you know, you're not alone. We're all dying here.
I'm glad to hear that.
So as a freshie, ikaw naman, Zam.
Okay. As a freshie, siguro, I should have known that UP will make me feel like I'm dumb. Kasi ano, hindi ko alam kung this is just because sa setup natin, pero talagang imagine isang dream yung makapasok sa UP, like no cap. Pero habang dumadaan yung weeks, parang out of league ako, yung mga kaklase ko, ang galing nila, tas nakaka-cope up sila sa dami ng samantalang ako, parang 10 minutes ako mag-aaral and then the rest ng ano, magpapahinga ako at matutulog. Tas parang nahihirapan akong maka-cope up. Ganun. So, sana nalaman ko nung una para...
Perfect.
Para nakalipat pa ako.
Ano?
Sana nalaman ko na nung una para hindi ko na siya pinangarap. Joke.
Why? No!
Hindi, joke lang. UP is a privilege.
So, yeah, you know what? You're not alone until now. I was gonna say, I guess you improve syempre naman over time. You get used to it, to the culture and the pressure. But then thinking about it, I feel like I'm still the same. There are times naman syempre na petics ako. But then yeah, just remember na your own pace is important. Everyone has different paces, their own study style. So yeah, don't feel pressured or don't feel guilty, even if you're taking a break, because we all need breaks. So that's one thing I learned, of course, the hard way. Na just don't feel guilty taking breaks, because you need it. And after a well-deserved break, parang you feel more motivated na, you know, diba? Instead of getting burnout. So, ayun. Okay, so before anything else, why did you apply to be a THP? Why THP?
Nung summer, I was thinking about joining orgs kasi sinasabi nila it's really important. And I wanted to have an org na parang gusto ko yung advocacy niya talaga. Tapos yung nakausap ko yung buddies ko sa camp. Tapos yung mga ate buddies ko doon. Tapos yung join siya ng THP. Tapos kunento niya sa akin yung about sa parang gumawa ng parang party, parang prom para sa kids. Tapos sobrang natuwa lang talaga ako. Tapos
pictures.
Sobra lang akong natuwa dun sa idea na yon, na siguro I was given a chance. I would want to join that org. Na yung parang ngayon, yung nararamdaman ko ngayon, hindi pa ako naging part ng event na yon. Like, ini-imagine ko lang siyang nangyayari. Yeah. Parang tutuwa na ako. So, I'm thinking about na, if I join THP, then I will be, I will get to be a part of that event. Planning, ganun. Kahit pa paano makakatulong ako sa kids na, like, makikita ko yung enjoyment nila sa ginagawang ganun.
And, I agree. It's, ang cute na, okay, there's, of course, we have our CLP, so that's normal. Like, just any other event. We sure all still special. Pero the fact na ginawa nilang prom, and then, yeah, if you look at the pictures in the future, parang naka-dress din sila, and naka-ayos din sila, and everyone there. Tapos, yung buddy nila, yung date nila. So, yeah, it's so cute. And same na, when I first joined, then, I didn't join because it was the whole project. But I was just looking for an org na may advocacy, ganon, something that I can contribute my help or stuff like that. So, moving on, Zam.
So, yung reason kung bakit gusto sumali sa THP is because ever since I was a kid talaga, parang meron akong attachment sa mga bata. So, kahit nung grade 6 pa lang ako, parang lagi kaming sumasali sa mga activities or basta may something related sa volunteerism with my best friend na THP din siya from CPH. Yeah, so ayun, palagi kami noon na umaattend ng activities. So parang hanggang ngayon nadala ko siya.
So who's your best friend?
Oh, si Mark Daniel Marquez. Marky, si Marky. Yeah. Siya rin yung reason kung bakit ako naging, kung bakit ko nalaman tong org na to. Tapos siya rin yung reason kung bakit nag-engage ako na sumali na dito. So yun, para magkasama pa rin kami.
What a great person. Since high school ba?
Yeah, pero lumipat kasi siya ng Ateneo nung senior high school. Plan namin na pares kami magpa-public health. Eh kaso nangyari, hindi ako nakapasok. Sa nursing ako napunta. So yun, at least gumawa kami ng paraan na magkaroon ng isang org na magiging magkasama kaming dalawa.
Aww, diba? So sweet.
Yay.
So, Angel, ikaw naman, who's your friend na from SP din? The one that told you about yung prom.
Ah, yung sa prom, siya? Si Ate, oh my gosh, ba't nakalimutan kayo? Ate Amy. I think it's Ate Amy. Amy C. I'm not good with names. I'm so sorry. Basta si Ate Buddy. I call her Ate Buddy kasi. Yun lang.
Kasi hindi mo alam yung pangalan niya. That's why I call her Ate Buddy.
Yun lang minemorize yun because in my heart,
she's Ate Buddy. Yes. That's what matters. So, shout out to Ate Buddy. And Ate Buddy, you know who you are. It's not about the name. It's about the relationship. And Marky. Okay. So thank you for sharing about that. So your formations and finance, right? So why, why did you, sorry, naglaga kasi I was thinking, you said, because it also goes through, like, there's a screening process then, diba, when you, that's why we ask you to rank the departments, diba? So it depends kasi on how many people apply for or choose a certain department, and we can't have like everyone be in advocacy and then like 10 lang in finance ganun. So anyway, just share.
Yeah. Okay, sige, ako muna. Well, to be frank, I did not choose to be part of the finance. Ang plan ko talaga mag-hospitals ako kasi nga ang alam ko kapag nasa hospitals department ka, parang nakikipag-interact ka talaga sa mga bata, pumupunta kayo sa mga hospitals, ganun. So, yun talaga yung gusto kong mangyari. Tapos, kung naaalala ko lang, finance yung pinakadulo ko. Kasi, hindi ko masyado gusto yung, parang kailangan mong mag-initiate ng business, ganun, or stuff like that. So, yun, kaya nabigla ako nung nalaman ko na sa finance ako napunta. And then, yung dalawa kong friend na nasa nursing din, napunta sila sa hospitals.
Sino?
Si Bianca at saka si Marina, si Kat. Napunta silang dalawa sa hospitals department. So, inisip ko nung una, baka galit sa akin yung, yung nag-interview sa akin. Baka may galit siya sa akin. Pero joke lang yan. Nakalimutan ko yung name niya. Ay, si Ate Bianca. Bianca Pineda.
Bianca, hi. You're listening.
Inalala ko pala yung name niya kasi medyo na-bitter ako ng slight. And then, okay. Ayun nga, nung medyo mga 3 days akong nalungkot. Like for real, nalungkot ako noon kasi hindi ako sa hospitals napunta. Pero habang tumatagal naman, parang sabi ko, grateful pa rin naman ako na naging part ako ng THP kasi ang reason naman kung bakit ako sumali, at least to serve yung mga bata, ganun. So, yun. Andun pa rin naman yung goal natin.
Hmm. Oh, that's great. That's so sweet. But, the way you said, that's actually what a lot of TH peeps say na kung bakit nila gusto yung hospitals. But then, just to make you feel better, everyone has, like, it's every TH peeps duty naman to meet up with the kids. Because the hospital visits are open. It's for everyone talaga. It's required for everyone. So yun, what makes it different lang is just that hospitals, they're just in charge of hospitals projects. But everyone has the chance to interact and meet with the kids. So there's CLPs, there's hospital visits, and a lot of other projects. So yeah, to have the chance naman in the future pag okay na.
Yeah, buti naman. Kasi yun talaga yung nilook forward ko.
Okay, I'm not sure ha, but you can change departments every year. So, diba this year wala namang hospital visit?
Ah, sabagay.
Oh, diba? It's meant to be. And you said na you're enjoying naman in finance. So, how is it naman? What have you been doing sa finance?
To be honest,
wala pa.
Actually, wala pa kasi every time na mag-open ako ng parang list of activities natin, every time na mag-open ako, may nauuna lagi sa akin, nauubusan ako ng slots. So talagang kahit gustuhin ko, parang lagi ako nauubusan. And then if ever man na merong magkakaroon ng slot, yun yung part na parang hindi ko talaga kayang gawin. For example, yung sa PubMat, since hindi ako ganun ka-skilled.
Yeah.
So, okay. Ayun, medyo nakakasad.
I'm sorry that happens, but like, we also noticed na ang bibilis ng bagong TH peeps to sign up for the projects. Like, as soon as, like, I was telling the other EB na, they're so fast as soon as they announce sa GC na may bagong project and sign-ups are open. Like, when we check it, almost half for the really big projects, like almost half is already filled up. So it's great. But Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that. But then I'm sorry if that happened to you. But then there's so many other projects. Don't worry, there's still next sem. The recs are for the whole year naman. But yeah, there's so many other projects that you can sign up. But anyway, thank you paren for your willingness and the initiative to sign up.
Syempre naman.
Yeah. Okay. Ikaw naman, Angel.
So I chose formations kasi parang hindi siya yung talagang mabigat. Hindi naman sa minamaliit ko yung
formations.
Hi Ate Cha. Hindi naman po.
Parang
ano din kasi ako, I think of myself as a people person. So I like interacting with other people and I want to be part of the department that helps other THP to have a great experience as just a member like that. So maging part sana nung pagpaplano, though hindi pa ako nagiging committee member. Pero like gusto ko lang muna magkaroon ng interactions with the members themselves, ganun.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. So with that, like you said, now you want your people person and you want to interact with the THP. Have you guys been able to interact with THP? Have you joined any projects or signed up for as a participant?
So actually, I listed them kasi nung chinek ko yung script, I need to be prepared.
Yeah, so, I feel like you're so prepared. It doesn't sound scripted, huh? So good job.
So yung ano mga events na sinalihan ko where I was able to interact with other THPs bedside manner training kasi meron dong part na parang magpaplano kayo nung gagawin yun.
Yeah.
With this child ganon. Tapos general assembly din though medyo parang internet problems noon so hindi ako masyadong nakasali. Pero there were games. Tapos si Morky ba yung nandoon or game night. Feeling ko nung game night din. Familiar kasi yung Marky. Parang lagi ko siyang naririnig.
Oh, formations din siya though.
Formations
okay, din. Naman pala.
Yeah, formations siya.
Hindi ko naririnig yung pangalan niya. Wow, well, Marky. Ganun-ganun. Tapos, ano ba yung Marky na yan? At bakit parang kilala
ko? Ano, pabibo ba siya? I'm just kidding.
Hindi naman pabibo. Pero,
joke lang. Joke.
Parang nakaka-inspire siyang maging, parang active niya. Gusto ko din maging ganun ka.
Wow!
Shout out to my friend.
Yes!
So, ayun, din, nakapag-interact na ako. Pero as participants pa lang naman.
Ako naman, parang na-attendan ko pa lang ay THP Game Night. Like, yun pa lang talaga yung activity na na-attendan ko. Ay, may isa pa pala, pero nakalimutan ko. Ang naalala ko, may certificate yun.
Baka bedside ma... Ay!
Wait, nakalimutan ko na activity yun. Basta ang tanda ko may certificate.
Baka bedside manner.
Ayun, baka yun nga. Medyo makakaliwati na ako sa activities eh.
Okay.
Pero ayan, pero game night yung nasalihan ko. Pero ano, 2 days lang yung meeting na na-attendan ko. Kasi di ba tatlo yun, as far as I know?
Yeah. Hello. I also signed up for that, but I wasn't able to attend either.
Parang nagkaroon ng ano conflict sa... Dahil, una, dahil yung sa Converge, so...
Yeah.
Oo, yun nga yun. Tapos, nag-enjoy talaga ako sa game night kasi yung day before nun at saka yung night before nun, sobrang ano stressful kasi sobrang daming pinas. Tapos, meron pa kaming LE non long exam sa Chem 30 namin. So, talagang kailangan ko ng breather. And then, ayun, nung naglalaro na, okay naman kasi magkalaban kami ni Morky that time. Dun sa ano. Tapos, nagyayabangan lang kaming dalawa. Pero talo yung team namin. Ang score nun ay 5-20. 20 yung team nila, tapos 5 lang kami. Ano yan, yung parang huhulaan yung drawing. Eh, scribble. Ayun, 5-20. Medyo malapit naman eh. Diba? Medyo malapit. So, yun. Pero still, sana, lalo na kapag nagkaroon ng face-to-face, ma-experience ko yung mga activities ng THP. Kasi I'm sure very exciting yun.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. So yeah, tiwala lang. Well, at least diba, you're still freshies. So you have 3 more years. So let's hope by then pwede na mag face to face. So okay, moving on. How was your overall experience working with THP? Like, tell me about yung first impressions nyo or any exciting story or something interesting that happened between you and the THP?
Actually, parang yung first interactions ko with other TH peeps, like yung orientation, parang, ewan ko, na-intimidate ako sa kanila. Ewan ko kung ako lang. Eh, actually, kasi parang sa lahat ng tao na-intimidate ako. So, kahit nakangiti, kunwari may nakita akong picture ng tao nakangiti, may intimidate ako sa kanya. So, ewan ko lang, na-intimidate lang talaga ako sa nung simula. Pero nung General Assembly, parang sobrang hyped up nila. Tapos, parang ang fun pa nilang makasama. Especially din nung game night. Nakagawa si Ate Cha. Ang cute-cute niya.
Yeah, Cha! Oh, Cha, you're so cute though. Yeah, so intimidating pala yung mga TH peeps? Or, it's just that?
Yung mga nakausap ko, feeling ko medyo intimidating pa sila nung simula lang. Or siguro dahil parang mataas na yung tingin ko sa kanila. So, ay parang careful lang talaga. Mm-hmm. Pero nung naka-interact ko na talaga sila in a more parang relaxed, they're very fun to be with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it though. Kasi I was also, well, I was super shy in first year. And yeah, I got those moments na rin na na-intimidate ako sa TH peeps. But now, like, looking back, I realized na I think they just really wanted to be your friend or, like, to hype you up. Ganon. So, I mean, that's, like, my goal then, like, to just be friends with the TH peeps. And para lang ma-excite sila. And I hope I didn't intimidate you guys. But anyway, ayun.
Okay, sa akin naman, nakita ko yung THP na para silang, ayun, kagaya ng sinabi ni Angelica kanina, parang nang-hype, ganun, nang-hype.
Nang-hype?
Yeah, nang-hype. Basta, in a good way, yan. Tapos, feeling ko kasi yung mga nakilala ko agad, or yung mga una kong nakausap sa THP, parang very friendly nila. Kunwari, shout out to Kuya Brian Urbano. Yeah. Yeah, isa siya din sa isa siya kasi din sa game night. Ay nung game night nga, siya yung isa din sa nag-guide sa amin. Very friendly. Kaya masasabi ko na very friendly lang mga taga THP. Tapos si Ate Bianca Pineda din. Medyo malungkot. Medyo lang. Hello, Ate Bianca.
Are you still bitter? No, it's okay.
And then, hindi naman bitter. Thank you pa rin sa kanya kasi in-accept niya dito.
Yeah.
So, ayun.
Uy, you know, Brian, di ba, he just joined. I think he's just as new as you guys. Like, nauna lang siya for one sem. He was just new last year. So, that's so good to hear, like, how much the TH peeps improved. Actually, in an episode I hosted a few weeks ago, we talked about the type of people we meet in TH peeps, and one of the discussions was about, like, stereotypes and yung impressions, like, from non-TH peeps. And what was brought up was the fact na sometimes, or, like, TH peeps are known, but there are some TH peeps na really, like, they're super shy, ganon. And it kind of, well, for me at least, like, sometimes, no, I don't want to say, like, it feels so off to say it, but then, honestly, yeah, just to be honest, like, before joining Teach, the whole project, like, I saw, like, people na, they were super shy, ganon, and me being super shy, this is where the positive thing comes in. Like, I felt like I could fit in easily, and which I did. Like, I knew I was getting into an org na I would find people na super similar with me na super shy then. So yun, that's the great thing about it. Now I'm just glad to hear na people are super hyped up and super friendly about everything. So yun. So I was gonna ask if you guys were able to be part of a committee, but So far, hindi pa, diba?
Hindi pa po.
Okay.
Yep, hindi pa.
So that's okay. Let me just ask na lang, what are your expectations, I guess? Or if ever you were to join, what committee do you think you would work best in?
I think formations. Ay, ano bang committee?
You know, I have my committee. Okay, there's creatives, there's hosting. Okay, it depends on the event din naman. There's logistics, there's, like I said, there's, you can be the host, like, pwede kami mag-host ng event mismo. There's, logistics is supposed to be like, okay, before, syempre there was, what's that, reserving the room, ganon, yung mga design or decorations. Now there's, I mean, on with the online setting, it's hosting the Zoom, the, okay, it's, I think it's more appropriate now we call it the technical committee. Kasi you host the Zoom, you, if there are breakout rooms, you're in charge of that. And then everything else, like if you need registration and stuff like that.
So I would like to be in a committee na yung parang mag-host o kaya parang mag- facilitate na lang pala, parang nakaka-pressure yung...
No, okay, noted. Whoever's listening, yung mga project heads, alam niyo na. Awesome. Angelica May Rodolfo wants to be a host.
Oh, typo. I'm sorry, typo.
But yeah, okay, go on.
So, ayun, like, I get to interact with people. Kasi yung sa creatives, yung PubMats, during high school, I would have some time, I would have situations where I would be assigned to make a publication material. Pero I don't think, pero,
you have experience pala.
Slight experience
lang. Okay, no sense. All around pala to si Angela.
Sarili ko dito. Overtime kasi hindi ko siya talaga napapractice. So, hindi pa, I don't really think that I'm ready for that kind of commitment again. So, hanggang ano lang. Makikinteract lang ako, mag-iingay, ganon.
Yeah, you know, we need more people like you guys na willing to interact with people and, you know, yung taga-hype up. So, yeah, that's good to hear. But seryoso ha, like, I really took a mental note. Because, you know, not a lot of people are willing to host. But now, since...
Host, typo!
Facilitate.
It was a typo, facilitate.
Like, games, ganon. So, if you wanna, like, a game master like that.
Yes!
Okay. You know, we still need more people like that. Because I noticed also that a lot of TH peeps like to be more behind the scenes, you know. Wala masyadong interaction. So, I'm glad to know na you're willing to put yourself out there.
Yes, to facilitate.
To facilitate. Or host. But facilitate. Okay. Noted.
Sa akin naman, meron bang, ano, meron bang committee para sa foods? Tagatikem.
Paano ngayon? Paano kaya yun?
Oo nga. Parang ano, kapag may food na papadala, oh sige, tikman ko muna yan before ipasok. And that joke lang. Pero,
I wish.
Meron akong experience before sa public speaking. Siguro like Angelica. So, public speaking, pero not ano talaga. Hindi naman pag-host. Hindi naman ganun. Hindi lang ganung level.
Host here! Okay.
Pero, if given a chance, why not, diba? Kasi gusto ko rin na, ano, gusto ko rin naman na parang ma-develop yung skill ko.
True, ganun.
So, for me naman, that's okay. Pero hindi ko kaya pa yung major roles. Siguro extra lang. Mga ganun type.
For mature.
Yeah. Mga taga-hype lang din.
Okay.
Guys, ano na kayo? Palakpak kayo.
You know, I noticed also. Now na, uy, sabi ni Ate Paula, host na for the next podcast. Anyway, since we're on the virtual setting na, it's a little bit more awkward kasi you can mute yourself or you can just choose not to speak and you can turn off your cameras, diba? So you don't know what, most of the time you don't know what's happening or how the audience is reacting. As like compared na sa face-to-face, at least you're with each other in person and you're meeting up in person. So, you can read the room easily and you can understand better, like, what they're feeling or, I mean, just from their face. But now, it's a little bit different, right? So, I think we need to add that, like, sa duty ng isang committee, let's say, host. Like, you can have your assistant host, ganon. Parang, you know, taga-hype up. So, yeah, that's actually super smart.
Okay, count me in. Joke lang.
That's good na you're willing to do it even if it's not, like, you don't feel like it's your job. Let's say, I mean, you know, just as a THP, not necessarily a committee member, na, you know, may taga-hype up or to hype up the audience or your the participants in general. Kasi, you know, I mean, I still find myself, like, shy to talk, especially if I'm not the host. Like, let's say, in a game night, I still feel shy to talk and just interact with people. But, so yeah, let's see, in the next event, if we're together, guys, alam niyo na, let's be there to support each other. Like, if you're gonna unmute yourself and you're gonna talk, I'm gonna sabay with you guys.
Yes, palampak naman dyan!
I'm busy, guys!
Okay, sige.
And yeah, sana, okay, if ever ganon nga, let's actually ask them to clap, you know, na may sound instead of reactions, because, like, it's still so awkward. I still feel awkward kahit may react. So yeah, anyway, moving on. So, talking about your expectations, what projects naman? So we talked about the certain committees and your expectations. So can you share to us your expectations naman for the projects themselves? Like, what would you want? Like, you can tell me personally. What do you want to see next sem?
Wala. To be honest, wala. Wait, check ko lang po yung tracker. I will get back to you on that.
Do you want anything to stay or, like, relaunch ng project? If you can't think of anything new.
Yeah, like yung game night. Kasi for us, like, yung kwento kanina ni Zam, like, sobrang pagod na tayo sa ACADS. And it's a really great way to de-stress. Tapos you get to interact with other THs.
Yes. So, we're all about interaction talaga.
Yes.
And yeah, I agree. Or, you know, being a facilitator. But you can practice now, diba? Okay, you see, we're joined here actually by our technical team. So you can practice. Kanyari sila yung audience natin. I mean, they really are, right? So, yeah, guys, you can practice your facilitating skills now. So, yeah, shout out to Brian, Je, and Ate Paula. You know.
Naman dyan.
Woo, yeah. Woo! Zam, ikaw naman.
Actually, hindi ko pa asin na-check ulit yung updated na list of activities. Kaya medyo hindi ko pa masabi yung gusto ko talaga. Pero kapag talaga okay na lahat and then pwede na mapag-interact sa mga kids, yun talagang inaabangan ko, as in yon.
Oh, yeah. So, I think all of us naman. Yeah.
Yeah. Talagang gusto ko din lang na ma-experience ulit since sobrang tagal din natin na nasa bahay lang. So, walang mga kids na nakikita. So, yun. Mm-hmm. Kaya gusto ko talaga siyang mangyari at matuloy na.
Yeah, same sentiments. Talaga. Actually, you know, New Year's I'm planning pa. Like, the plans or the projects I planned for this sem, it still included hospital visits kasi we're really hoping na this sem would, like, everything would be fine. So, like, let's say, I think 80% of the projects I planned were face-to-face, but we just have to stay safe and stay at home. And, of course, the kids, you can't risk their health and their safety. So, we just kind of compromised. Yeah, we had yung Hope Academy. I don't know if you guys have seen it. But yeah, that was supposed to be the alternative for hospital visits. Kasi either way, we'd still show the kids na we care by sending them video lessons and modules para they just, you know, feel our love and our support. So, ayun. Anyway, yeah, you know, I noticed na we're all about the interaction. Like, every question, it's brought up, which I love. I'm all for it talaga, because we need more interaction with THPs. So, with that, part of working, you know, in THP or just being a THP in general is having to interact with members that you may or may not be classmates with. So this org is university-wide, so we have a lot of members from different courses. So with that, was there ever a challenge of working with people or interacting with people na you don't know, especially now na through Zoom or ayun? And how did you overcome it? Or just to make the question easier, like, what was your first impressions or your expectations?
Ano?
Yeah.
Siyempre naman, kapag hindi mo pa kakilala yung mga kasamahan mo, di ba? Parang hirap, especially if makikipag-communicate ka sa kanila through online. Kasi, just like what you have said earlier, parang kapag nakasarado lahat ng cam nila, ka-off-cam sila, tapos naka-mute, parang ang hirap kasi hindi mo alam kung sino mag-initiate ng talking, ganun. Mm-hmm. So, magkaka-problem kayo talaga. Pero, siguro ang nakita kong way para, yun na, mag-start na yung conversation is, of course, kailangan mo ng initiation. Yeah. Then, especially from the upper man, parang yeah, ang maganda kasi sa kanila talaga, kahit na kunwari naka-mute lahat, parang hype pa rin yung kanilang energy. So, madadala ka sa kanila. At after nun, makiki-vibe rin sa kanila.
Yeah, that's true. And okay, for our new teachers, whoever's listening, I hope you don't feel intimidated, like, porket upperclassmen or higher batch sila. Kasi, you know, we're all THPs here, and I don't think the batch or our year matters. Kasi, in the end, we all just wanna be friends. So, don't be shy. Makiride din kayo sa jokes namin or anything like that. So, yeah.
I actually feel like na parang pag mas matagal na yung THP, mas welcoming talaga siya sa pakikipag-interact. So, like, yung kapag si Kuya Renzo ba yun? Yung co-host. Sobrang, lagi siyang nang ha-hype. Like,
yeah.
Erica, thank you for coming. Ganon.
Yeah, that's true. Nung,
welcome. Oo, ganon.
Yeah, that's true. Shout out to Renzo.
Tapos, siguro din yung parang pakikipag-interact. Kasi meron akong ano, part ako ng evaluations committee. Sorry po kung late pa yung ano. Wala pa yung assignment. I'm so sorry. Medyo parang nahihiya akong makipag ano. Because sa evaluations, kailangan mong kulitin talaga yung mga pasagutan ng evaluation form.
Yeah.
Tapos parang nahihiya ako parang makipag-chat sa kanila. So, like, after kong sabihin, Hi po, pwede niyo po bang sagutan tong evaluation form na to? Tapos parang sasarado ko na lang agad yung ano, yung phone ko. Okay, tapos na, wala akong ginawa. Like, no.
I get you. Yeah, I get it. Sobrang same. On the other hand naman, what's your favorite part of having to meet people outside your course and batch?
Ano po talaga? It's about the connections. Kasi yung aking isa pang ate buddy, nakwento niya na meron siyang kakilala sa College of Ganto, College of Ganyan. Tapos, sabi ko, oh, gusto ko din doon. Like, it would be nice to meet people from different colleges and learn yeah about their experiences. Oh my gosh, grabe, nakakapagod yung gantong subject. Wait, sa amin din.
Yeah, you know, or
it's people, you know, same sentiments, ganun.
Yeah. I like that. I also have the same sentiment. That's why it's fun joining like a whole lot of more orgs. Para, you know, you get to meet new people and wala lang. I agree, like, about the connection, making new friends. I love making new friends. So, ayun.
Also, pati, di ba, kapag meron tayong ibang nakikilala sa labas ng group of friends natin, parang nagkakaroon ng iba pang knowledge about sa ibang bagay. For example, meron kang friend na from dent, tapos ako nursing, parang pag nag-usap kayo, meron ka rin matututunan sa kanya. Which is, tapos, kunwari, from BA Orcom, kasi I have friends from BA Orcom, kasi dun ako unang na-assign ng OUR.
Oh, really?
Ay, yeah.
Oh.
Tapos nalipat ako sa nursing. Ayun, parang kapag nag-uusap kayo, syempre may mga matututunan ka rin sa kanya at siya rin may matututunan sa iyo. So it's a win-win.
True. Same talaga kasi as someone from Orcom or just, I mean, cast. Yeah. It's nice to have friends like from dent or from nursing, or, you know, my roommates also before they were from SP and PT. So I learned a whole lot of new things from them. Like, from my dent, diba naka-braces ako? And I have a friend from dent, and he would always give me advice on, like, how to take care of my teeth or what to do kung ganon. And, diba, nung lockdown, that was, what, 6 months? You can't go out. So, syempre, I couldn't have my braces adjusted. So, I would always go to him and ask for advice. I would confide in him. What would I do if kung natanggal yung isang bracket? So, what should I do? Ayun, yeah, he gave great advice. And so, yeah, from that, it's nice to venture out and not just stay within your own barkada. So, ayun. Oh, can you tell me something about a friend or a friend you met, like, now lang sa THP? And someone that stuck, someone you remember.
Ang naalala lang po talaga ay si, ano. Basta, ang naalala ko lang talagang interaction is with Ate Cha. Kasi nga yung game night. Ang buong taon, to be honest, lutang ako.
What is it about her?
She's so friendly. Tapos, ang active niya nung game night. Ewan ko din kasi ang cute-cute niya.
Parang, okay, no? Like, bubbly siya. Like, very...
Yes, ang cute. Parang gusto ko siyang ibulsa. Tapos,
yeah! She's tiny in person. I hope you don't take it the wrong way, Cha. But, yeah, she really is. So cute.
Super sweet. Tapos, like, meron din kaming isa pang org na same kami. Tapos, binelcome niya ako dun sa ano, oh, hi Angelica, you're here pala. Tapos,
That's so cute. So, it's really the her openness and friendliness.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Grabe. Ako kasi, wala pang outside ng siguro sa mga activities ng THP, wala akong nakakausap na THP pa, like, talagang mag-uusap kami or have a conversation na about sa life and stuff. Wala pang ganun. Si Marky lang talaga. Kasi nga, since best friend ko siya, pero nag-uusap kami lagi about THP. Ganun. Kasi siya, naghahanap siya ng girl niya. So lagi siya ng spot ng maganda sa THP. Sorry, Marky. Lagi siyang sinasabi niya sa akin, uy, ang ganda ni ganto. Uy, ang ganda ni ganto, ano, from THP. Tapos check namin. Oo nga, no? Taga second emotion lang ako para sa kanya. Yan, ganun. And then, also, ano, nag-uusap din kami ng yung, kunwari, kung ano yung next na activity na pwede naming salihan. Right. Parehas para magkasama ulit kami. Right. Yeah. Si Marky kasi very active talaga siya. Even nung game night, kasi nung natawag ako one time na mag-recite, ay, hindi na mag-recite, pero parang nag-ask ng question. Tapos, ano, nag-comment agad siya, tapos gusto niya magpa-shoutout. So, shoutout ko siya. O ngayon, ang dami niyang shoutout, diba? Hi, Marky ulit.
True. That's what's great, actually, about having a friend na kasama, you know, even before joining THP. I guess, okay, if you haven't talked to anyone aside from Marky na THP, I guess that's how you guys can help each other. Like, let's say, Sharon, if he hasn't talked to anyone, like, you guys can, parang yung mutual friends mo, nyo, you know, since, does it make sense? Parang, it's easier to meet new people through other people. So, yeah, that's how you guys can help each other.
Yeah, parang, ano, parang yung group of friends ko, tas yung group of friends niya. So.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, good thing. So, yeah, I'm glad to hear na you guys have been making friends and just interacting, you know, in general. And more than that, I think it's the teamwork talaga that makes THP so successful in their events, but most importantly, making the kids happy. So truly what THP gives you is more than a place to share your advocacy with others. It also helps you meet new people, right? And learn life lessons and skills that you can use outside of the org and beyond your time here. So if you've heard our previous episode 4, there's a letter to the future THP peeps like you. What are your thoughts? And ayun, okay, you can be honest. You can tell me, because see, I'll expose myself right now. I haven't actually listened to episode 4. You know, I don't even listen to the episodes I host because I'm so shy. I don't like hearing my voice. But anyway, go Angel.
So pinapaalala nila na like what we can do as TH peeps, like sign up as much as possible. Sadly, Zam. Sorry, Zam. But I think there.
Grabe.
But then your initiative, you already have that checked off, the signing up part. It's,
yeah.
It's really the
initiative. Naubusan lang talaga ako.
Yeah, and it's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
So ayun, sabi lang ay mag-sign up. Tapos like may sinabi sila about being part of the committee. Tapos sabi ko, hala, hindi pa ako parang I don't feel like I'm ready to be part of ano committees which have that kind of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos ang sinabi nila na it's okay lang to be a participant. Like just help share this event so that other TH peeps could be part of it. Like even those simple tasks like participating in the events is really like helpful na talaga.
Yeah, I'll butt in lang. I'll add to that. I mean, not even just participating, but like simpler things like reacting to the chats, like in your GC, like so let's say so formations GC, if chat something, like your simple reaction, like you react to that, that helps a lot talaga. So it really feels the sport for me at least.
Don't ask me because I haven't heard it. Joke lang. Pero hindi ko talaga siya narinig. Pero dun sa sinabi ni Anje, siguro ang takeaway ko na lang dun is that yun nga, kailangan talaga natin na at least mag-participate in a way na mag-react tayo or at least mag-share tayo ng mga PubMat para at least ma-spread natin yung information to other people. Kasi in that way, nakatulong tayo plus may ibang tao pa na mas makakatulong sa atin. So again, that's a win-win. Pero kagaya ng mga nangyayari sa akin na hindi ako laging nakakapag-sign up sa mga activities, bumabawi na lang ako sa pag-share ng mga PubMat every time na merong ipapa-like or ipapa-share even sa mga partner orgs natin, ayun, talagang doon na lang ako nagiging active para at least makabawi, di ba?
Okay, yung the new teach peeps, ha? Alam nyo na, you heard it. Give Zam a chance naman, okay? Okay, there's so many other projects, like as I said kanina. So, you know, give other people a chance. But I'm glad to hear that. I really see a lot of change from my first year to my third year here. I didn't think that it would happen. I don't know. It just feels so fast, but in a good way. Since you haven't heard or you haven't listened, like actually listened yung episode 4, I'll just make a letter to you na lang. I was gonna say it was supposed to be like a surprise or like something new. But then from how this episode has been going, I feel like we already know. I was gonna say na just put yourself out there and make new friends. But then like meeting you guys, I think you already have that down. Like ready na kayo for that. So I'm just so proud. I'm so glad to hear that. I guess that's where our episode comes to an end. And at this point, we, as hosts, we like to give the listeners like our key takeaway, and we do that by giving an acronym. And for me, I actually already said it, and it's put yourself out there. PYOT. PYOT. So, to our new TH peeps, and even to our old TH peeps, if you guys are feeling shy, don't be shy. Put yourself out there. Everyone's friendly. We love to make new friends. I know we all share the same sentiments. And it's okay to come out of your comfort zone once in a while. Because in the end, it will be super worth it. Trust me. So yeah, I hope you guys also learned that from this episode. But before we end, this is also tradition. Now, we ask our guest, what gives you hope right now? Just at the top of your head? Me, I guess it would have to be the fact na patapos na yung SEM. So,
like, parang it's comforting. Yes. Like,
ano yung
break? Parang,
yeah! Did you guys see yung schedule natin for next SEM?
May ano pa yun? May reading break pa in between, di ba? Tapos magsistart siya ng March.
March! Yeah! Tapos, I have mixed feelings. But anyway.
Kailan ba nag-end yung SEM?
Itong SEM? Dapat?
Yeah.
I'm a bit confused kasi nag-extend nga yung mga deadlines. So, I'm not sure kung kailan dapat. But, if I'm not mistaken, dapat December 18. Dapat tapos na. December 9.
Akala ko kasi January pa. So, sobrang dami.
What?
De, joke lang. Sobrang dami activities. Kala ko January pa matatapos yung exam.
Gets. But,
Another thing that gives me hope is like getting to interact with other people. Like this. So, totoo lang, like, kinakabahan talaga ako. Tuwing may parang kailangan akong gawin, like a few hours before, like, kabado talaga ako. Pero whenever I get to do it na talaga, like, getting to interact with new people, I have a new THP na kaibigan, Zam, friends na tayo. Yes, meron na tayong
friends.
Yeah.
Are we not friends?
Ate Juja and Kuya Brian, Ate Paula, Ate Jill. Like, yes, we have meron na bago.
Yeah, okay, let's be friends. Oh, for real.
And even Facebook na, right now. What's your...
Okay, let's go. You know what? Gusto mo Instagram din. Let's follow each other. You know? No, seriously. But then, yeah, you know, I'm also like that. Like, to the hospital's members. Like, I don't know. Di ko alam if na-intimidate sila or feel ko kasi ang FC ko. But then, really, I just wanna be your friend. So, I'm just so glad na on your end as a new PHP, it's okay and you also feel the same way and you're also doing the same thing. Oh, you know, okay, share ko lang. Sorry. It's just a kwento. But one of the hospital members, I feel so bad. I forgot her name. Ali? Okay, Ali. I think it's Ali. But yeah, new PHP siya. And then, out of the blue, kasi nung time na yun, I was still pretty active with, you know, catching up on the hospitals and giving them weekly reminders and reports, ganon. Nung start pa ng SEM. And then, like, you know, out of the blue, she messaged me and she was like, Ate, you're so nice. You're so friendly. You know, let's be friends. Like, I already added you on Facebook, ganon. And I don't know. Kinilig lang ako kasi that's never happened before. No one has ever messaged me randomly saying that or asking na to be friends, ganon. I just didn't expect kasi, I don't know, I didn't want to be FC nga. And it's just shocking, but in a good way, like, as she's even a freshie pa. So, yeah, I'm just glad she put herself out there and made the effort to message me and be friends.
Hi, Ali, you wanna be friends?
Yeah, exactly! No, this is why participating in events is important.
Okay, siguro in a wider spectrum yun sa akin, what gives me hope are those people who try their best to be educated, especially in times like this. Like, hindi sila yung nagiging close-minded. Parang they try to be open at para maging edukado sila sa mga nangyayari, sa mga social issues. So, yun yung nagbibigay sa akin ng hope, kahit gradually at kahit very slow lang yung progress, meron pa rin mga nag-change for a better.
That's true. That's good to hear. Also, did you listen to our previous episode? Na joke lang. Kasi that's Zam for President. Hoy, you know, yeah, I was gonna say, seeing how interactive or like how active you are, you know, malay nyo, you could be the next set of leaders for THP. I don't know. Just putting it out there, trying to put it in your minds. If ever, tell me, okay. Tell me, like, chat. I'll help you.
Maging part lang ng hospitals department, masaya na ako.
Okay. You have to chat me pag ganun, okay? Tell me. You could have been department mates. Hospital mates. Anyway, thank you for sharing what gives you... Oh, yeah! Ito! Ito yung episode namin last week. We also talked about... basta we talked about making the effort to be educated and, you know, just finding that responsibility to learn about things. You know, it won't take up so much of your day to Google something that you're not familiar with. And yeah, and it really helps. It makes you a better person. And I said that kasi the episode last week was about, you know, stereotypes with children going through who have chronic illnesses or like have a condition, ganun. And sometimes they're labeled as like nakakaawa or parang yun na yung identity na nila for some other people. But then, you know, they're more than that. And I know a lot of people, not even just kids, but people who have a certain condition, they wouldn't want to be, you know, identified as just that. And anyway, my point is, if people make an effort to learn about the condition and understand what they're going through, then stigmas like that wouldn't exist in society. So yeah, that's where our episode ends. Thank you, Angel and Zam, for sharing your stories and your insights and for making us, me and technical committee, your new friends.
Yes, thank you rin for having me here. It's such a pleasure na maging part ng podcast na ito.
Thank you for agreeing. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It's been a long and inspiring night for us, everyone. It's time to rest and prepare for another day. Again, this has been Juja, the teller,
Rina, the seeker,
and Ali, the follower. Tune back in next week for another episode of The Hopecast, Stories Under the Stars.
To find out more about us, you can check out The Hope Project UP Manila on our social media platforms, link in the description.
Always
and always
for the kids.
Bye! Bye.